With Hasbro seemingly cooling off on Build-A-Figures, who do we think should start making them? Hello and welcome to Modern Toy Fair. I am your host, Mr. Modern Toy Fair, and I am joined by the founder of the Nekilluminati, the delayer of shipments, the procrastinator of pre-orders, my YouTube wife, Mrs. Modern Toy Fair, the perfect person, Jamar _ Games. And that's all, because Nate's not here this week.
I thought you'd add to the my intro as the one who's here.
Yeah, the one who came to work today. That's okay. I almost forgot the perfect person one, so I had to throw that back in at the end. I'm glad I caught myself, though. So how you doing? We're Nate with today, so it's just me and you. It's like the old days.
Yeah. When no one cared.
So. Yeah, when no one watched us. Wonder how this episode's going to do with Nate not being here. But joke's on all of you, because he's still going to be the thumbnail. I will pull an old image just to fool everybody.
Oh, absolutely.
So there's been some rumors going around for a while now, based on announcements, that there's a chance Hasbro might be moving away from doing Build-A-Figures in the actual waves of Marvel Legends and maybe just doing them as deluxe figures instead, which isn't a terrible idea, but kind of sucks when the prices are still high and you're getting less for the figure. But we're not talking about that, because we've done that before. So like, as of right now, I think there's maybe one or two waves announced that haven't like started shipping that have Build-A-Figures. Everything else is like, they've got the new X-Men animated series wave that's on the retro-ish card, but that's pretty much it. I know there's also a giant like American flag version of the Hydra Stomper from What If.
Oh, okay.
That I think is supposed to be a deluxe figure instead of being a Build-A-Figure. I could be wrong, though, but I could have swore the picture I saw, it had like an actual box behind it. Mm-hmm. But the question is, because McFarlane does Build-A-Figures, mm-hmm. Marvel Legends does Build-A-Figures, who would you like to see do Build-A-Figures? And, like, what do you want to see?
Okay, well, first, before I answer the obvious question, I just want to say, like, where we fully stand, like, just like a refresher of where we stand on Build-A-Figures. Because, like, I kind of like the idea, but I feel like, if you're a historian of the show, there is a specific Build-A-Figure set that I make or call attention to all the time when it comes to, you know, the Captain America, Sam Wilson, Captain America, specifically getting the wings and doing all that. That was just very, that was where I was like, you know what? I hope this dies away. Never happens again. But overall, the idea of a Build-A-Figure is kind of cool, especially when it's a wave that you're in. Yeah, when it's done right.
A large character and not a motherfucker's wings.
Yeah.
Then it's
it makes sense. Yeah. It makes sense. Because it does make sense that obviously, well, I think we're kind of being proved the opposite now because of doing the deluxe figures. But like, I always assumed the idea was, hey, this figure's really large. We would have to charge you much more on its own. So we're putting it together. So if you buy the whole wave, you get like this extra kind of like, you know, toy in your cereal.
So that's
far off.
You're very far off, because they don't give a shit about us. They did it because they want to sell more of the toys in that line. Because there's multiple characters in that line that aren't going to sell because they're deep cuts, or it's a half MCU, half comic book line or something. So they threw the Build-A-Figures in there to be like, if you buy them all, you get to build this character, which then drives people to buy figures they don't necessarily want. And there's probably someone who originally came up with the idea, thought it was just a good value, but then someone in marketing probably was like, this is a great idea because now we can sell all the shit that's going to go to clearance. Joke's on them. It's all going to clearance anyway. But also, the deluxe figures aren't necessarily doing a great deal either, because the Cyborg Spider-Woman, granted, that suffered from, spoiler alert, only being in the movie and relevant for 30 seconds so far. it went to clearance. There were a lot of them. I didn't really see it move. So granted, it wasn't like a highly desirable figure. It was still,
yeah.
It was also that a price point, because wasn't it like $60?
Yeah, it was high, and I thought if we could get it like half off, I would probably bite on it. So it was, I'm pretty sure it was definitely like $60. I never ended up seeing it anyways. But again, it was, like you said, right idea, maybe wrong figure,
mm-hmm.
or wrong time or whatnot. But yeah, I mean, it. Okay, so I'll take that back. It's not about value. But in my perfect little world, the, you know, optimist of the toy community collection, whatever. That's not true, if you know, if you watched. But yeah, so I'll answer your question. Just want to have like a base there. Right? I just thought that was fun to think of. But the obvious answer is going to be something, oh my God, turtle related, right? I initially thought it would be a cool thing for like Good Smile to do something like this. It could add like an extra head. And then you can get like body parts and stuff for like something in the whole line outside of something like if you watch the oh my god what's the name of the thing that we show all the things, it's our show and tell show,
only figs.
Yeah,
we've been doing that show for over a year. How do you not remember the name?
So I remember the name, I just have really poor recall. So Only Figs, I showed like I have the four turtles from a Good Smile. They do other things like in a, like a whole show or something like that. It would be cool to get like a larger Nendoroid figure or something like that. That would be cool. That's a like definite, it'll never happen. Also, yeah, it probably would never happen. So I'm going to say, obviously, NECA. And the reason why I think it wouldn't be a big jump either for them to get to this Build-A-Figure idea. One, and I'm going to pitch it as if you guys were an executive for NECA. First reason why it would be a great idea, you already have a lot of crossover with like your accessories, and it kind of is like a little bit of a draw to say, oh well, I like this two pack, even though these aren't characters that I necessarily want, it comes with these cool things that could go in my turtle lair, wink wink. But go a little bit further with that to get some of these things, because now at this point in the line for the Toon Turtles, and we've said this 1,000 times, so I won't even like beat a dead horse, but the well is kind of drying up and you're getting a little bit, you know, stale with some of these characters that are like really deep cuts. Get us to get, you know, excited by putting things together to, well, I would say like some of the Colossal figures that they are releasing already. But if it was something along that lines to get us in there, I wouldn't be mad at it. Two, this is a joke, but partially true. Most of my NECA figures come disassembled anyway, so
I didn't want to say it, but it was going to be a part of my argument of why this is a bad idea.
No, but it's already disassembled, so they already have the shipping down. Like, they can do disassembled figures. That's a joke. It's really, to me, like, giving more incentive of collecting these waves outside of, like, well, we put numbers on the box or something like that to really start to collect more of these waves. Especially if they – I would love for them to slow down a little bit and do – this is going to sound like the craziest thing I've ever said. But not at such of a slow pace, but slow down a little bit like Super 7 and, like, this is a way for this year. And we're going to release these figures. Well, that's why I said not at their pace.
Okay.
But actually deliver. But what I mean by that is, like, all right, we have these six things. These are going to come out throughout the year instead of just dumping everything all at once. I'm not a business executive. But this would make it a little bit more attractive of, like, okay, well, I got to get each one this whole year because at the end of the year I'll have, like, XYZ. Can I give you a specific example of what a Build-A-Figure I would like?
I hope so, because if not, you're not selling me on this.
I would say, again, this is my optimistic, everything's amazing, everything's awesome world. This is my Barbie world, right?
This is your Lego movie?
Yeah, this is my Lego movie. What I would actually really, really love is for the Build-A-Figure. I'm going to take it out a little bit and abstract this question, because it's not necessarily a figure, but go far, far back to the Mirage Turtles. And you had like the scenes in there, that would be a really cool way of like a build a scene
Okay, like a build a playset kind of thing instead of
build a playset.
You get the ability to have like a diorama that doesn't cost you $300.
Right.
On your shelf, and it's not as extravagant because it's those street scenes. It was literally just a platform, a light lamp, like post. It wasn't
and
like
a fire hydrant.
Yeah,
exactly.
It wasn't anything
like
crazy.
Very very limited. Nothing crazy, but that would be to me like an awesome bridge to. Okay, well, I'm going all in on this Toon line. Mm-hmm. I'm getting all of these figures. Now I have this little street scene or things I can even add to the diorama, if that. But just having your own little, like, all right, I bought these three packs or whatever, two packs. God, please don't go three packs. I cannot.
I mean, they technically have done three packs. Neutrinos.
Neutrinos, yes, and that was $75.
Exactly. So. You got an extra... Itty bitty, like they were all half the size of the normal figures in general.
Yes.
And they charged you for an extra figure.
Yeah. We did purchase a Shredder, or goddamn, we purchased a Splinter, and he was quite pint size. So.
But he did come with a shit ton of accessories.
That's true.
To be fair.
But he was also like this big.
Yes.
But yeah, that would be my create a figure, would be like a create a playset or scene. Because playset, I would assume would be a little bit more extravagant than what I'm referring to. Mm-hmm. Like, again, just very, very simple. Even just bases. Because the characters or the figures can't stand on their own most of the time anyways.
That's
so this
fair.
Would be like a cool way to like display them together. I hope the power goes out and you do that face and it freezes on my screen so I could forever.
I hope the power doesn't go out because we still need to finish recording this and.
Okay, it goes out and comes back.
No, yeah. Because then we have to restart the episode.
That's true. But yeah, that's kind of where I'm landing as far as like what I would like. Any other lines? I could see some people doing some cool things from your perspective, but nothing that I would be like, I'm all in on. Because I'm going to assume yours is, you know. MoffX related.
No, God, no. That's already expensive enough. I don't need to have a
shocking
that.
Well,
they also value. Aren't afraid. They also aren't afraid to do larger figures. Like they're doing Bane and stuff, and he's not charged. They're not charging like an extra $50 for him. So, like, there's no point in. And also, a build a figure in an import line doesn't really work because of the way they're built. Like
that's true.
They
Good
come
luck.
Apart, but they're not like meant to be assembled, kind of thing.
Yeah. That's actually a very good point.
So I have a couple things. First, I wanna. I like your pivot because if you would have just went with a straight build a figure line for NECA, I would have not have been on board because those figures already are very fragile. Trying to putting the tail in the Triceraton,
yes,
was nightmare fuel. I could not imagine building my own NECA figure. I would be. Absolutely, just I'd be like, nope, it's just gonna be he's gonna be in pieces forever, or we have some blue tech and just kind of he's gonna be very disjointed and weird looking. But I would be terrified to try to build a NECA figure. I do want to build off of your idea though, because I think that is actually really good. I think, especially if you're doing individual figures, like if you're doing the you know, one instead of you know, go away, do away with the two packs. Do it individuals like you're doing with the Mirage line. Reintroduce those little set pieces and have every character come with one, and it builds out an entire set. So let's say the Turtles come with the, you know, the first part of the little like sidewalk, and then the next couple characters get to build in more sidewalk, and another four after that get to build walls behind that. With a little platform, and you're slowly building almost like one of those NECA city scenes.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
It's tiered.
Like skate, yeah.
And then they can add to that over time, and every figure comes with a piece. And well, it sucks if you're not planning on buying every figure, because then if you want to build this diorama piece, it's almost makes it a must have kind of situation. But it would definitely solve the issue that we've seen over the couple years where not all of the NECA turtle stuff is must have. There's a lot of FOMO, but there's not a lot of, like, that is a guaranteed sell. That's a, if there's only a couple on the shelves, it's going to sell kind of situation.
Right.
I want to take that to the next level, though. Oh. So mine lives in even more of a fantasy world, because in my fantasy world, NECA gets the Godzilla line back. I did buy one of the Super 7 ones. I bought the Comic-Con one just because... it had more paint apps and it looked nicer. I have officially, after PowerCon, seen the normal Godzilla from Super 7 in person. Okay. Not impressed. I know Nate gloated, like, gave it like his gold star label, but it looks the same as the pictures. I'm gonna say, if you're anyone who's on the fence, what you see in those pictures is what you get. It's very just plasticky and shiny. It doesn't, like, if they would have even put like a matte finish over it or like a dusting of some sort of wash or something, I'd be on board. But I saw them in box, in person, up close, and I was not impressed. If they go on Big Bad Toy Store for like $40, I'll pick one up. And I might pick up some of the villains like Mechagodzilla still, just because I, you know, unfortunately didn't get that with the NECA line. Right. But anyway, back to my Fantasyland. So NECA gets the, like, Randy makes up after all the mean things he said to Toho, and they re-get the Godzilla line, and they also get the rights to be able to make villains this time and not just Godzillas. And you do diorama scenes with that. You get little skyscraper buildings, so you can build out a display of just a city for all your monsters to fight in. And some of the buildings are destroyed, and you know NECA, they're gonna fucking like paint them all up and they're gonna look great. But that's dream world for me. And that just came to life because of your what you said, because I was sitting there trying to struggle. I'm like, I really don't know what would do it. Like, this was a terrible topic because I'm not sure what I'm gonna choose. We picked it 10 minutes ago because we realized Nate wasn't here and we had to pivot, and I was like, fuck, I don't know if I have anything for this one. But yeah, like that would be my dream scenario, because there's people on Instagram and stuff who make the like little skyscrapers and stuff for them. Sure. I feel like my problem is that they're very expensive, and they're also kind of small, because depending on what era Godzilla you're looking at, him compared to buildings is all over the place. And sometimes they were super tiny, and sometimes they're like taller than he is. Just depends on where he is in the world and what era it is, I guess. Mm-hmm. But it just wasn't consistent for, you know, if you have multiple, you know, decades of Godzilla figures. Now, on the flip side of that, like, they weren't bad. It's just, it was mostly the cost. Like, I bought a pack of, it came with two little buildings, two medium-sized buildings, and two big buildings. And I think it cost me $70. And they were 3D printed, and they were, you know, destroyed and stuff. And they had some mild paint. Like, they were really nice. But at the same time, like, $70 is rough. Especially because six buildings, I guess you can put a row in front of your shelf and have them hiding behind it and try to like kayfabe it a little bit, but that's not enough to build out an entire scene, especially if you do get Godzilla like and a bunch of other monsters. So I'd rather see it become something like that, where it's a build a city kind of situation instead, because I feel like that would be perfect. You get a couple buildings here and there that actually like snap and connect. Because that's the other thing, is it didn't come with roads. So you just had these buildings with nothing between them. You almost needed like one of those mats like you had as a kid that you drive your cars on that had the roads on it. So like, I think that'd be really cool that each one has like a building with a little street around it, and they snap and together, and then you slowly build out, I don't know, Tokyo or something. Like, that'd be really cool. And like, especially if they could get the rights to do some of the actual landmarks, like, and stuff, or to or match the ones from the actual movies. But that'd be really cool.
There.
My original answer was gonna be drastically different, because I was panicking trying to figure it out. My original answer was gonna be, if the quality improved, of course, the best action line. Because I think with them doing the IDW Turtles, you have some big hefty like characters in there, like Rocksteady, Bebop, Leatherhead, Slash, all these characters that I know that they've done bigger characters, like they did the Super Shredder recently at the same time they just did these.
He's
and he's a little bit bigger. But I haven't seen them do anything that's like that girthy.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes me concerned that they're going to shrink. If they do them, they're going to shrink them down. Mm. So, like, because I feel like Rocksteady and Bebop, well, I guess they did do Krang. They did the piss yellow Krang from the video game, and he's a little bigger.
I have honestly have been like,
yeah, that's
not
fair.
Really focused.
Only reason one. I know this because I see people mocking it on Instagram. Yeah, so they've done some stuff, but I'm still concerned they'll scale them down because I feel like Rocksteady and Bebop for the Toon line even were not as big as they should have been.
Yeah. Well, so my thing though, with something like that, because I mean, the idea, obviously, the cityscape, where I feel like we realistically are onto something that could be one of those things that could be a slight win on both ends. Like, I don't know anyone who's going to be like, ah, I wish I didn't have this in my box. You know what I mean?
It creates a market then. Because there's people, if you're not wanting to collect the whole line, you can sell the things. And then people who are trying to get all the pieces can buy them off you. So like it creates like an extra market out there that isn't there. Kind of like the Build-A-Figures already have.
Yeah, that's true. That's probably like our greatest example of that. That's great. What I would push back on the best action is I would have to see, like, the reason why I obviously like chose NECA, because they are so good at going down the rabbit hole with like the turtle line.
Mm-hmm.
Your opinion outside of it, whether it's too much or not enough or whatnot, they have like fully explored as much as they can and they're still going. Mm-hmm. So I just don't know, like, if best action has the juice is what I would say.
I mean, they're already doing sure
flush out. Yeah, but that's like, those are like key things that you have to hit. If not you do a turtle line, you're telling me you don't have to do a shredder.
They could have literally done the four turtles and moved on by your standards, because you did an episode where you said
they basically,
I just want a bunch of companies do just the four turtles and nothing else. So you can't really sit there and say that they have to do shredder.
No, but I mean to get people interested into purchasing more, because if that's the idea, for them to get those, like, the things they're making are kind of like, I don't want to say tentpole characters, but that's kind of what it is. Like,
I don't think they're gonna go and make all the Mutanimals. They're not gonna make fucking Pigeon Pete or anything, but I think they're gonna make like the big names that I think they're gonna do if the line is successful, which so far it seems sought after, even though that even like everyone, including myself, everyone who's reviewed it has been kind of lukewarm on them, like just because of the quality control issues. But overall, like, they're not bad figures. Like, for the price point, especially if you're not getting the fancy painted up versions, $20 for what they're offering, not bad. Especially considering Hasbro figures are $25 and NECA figures fall apart too, and they're fucking $50. So like, who are we kidding?
No, I don't debate you on that. I just think that I would just like to see them more. I guess it's easier for me to imagine this fairy tale like scenario with someone like NECA, because they are like boom, boom, boom. Whereas like best action, I'm like, I gotta see it. Just similar to like with Marvel Legends or Marvel Wizards, with Hasbro, with Marvel Legends, they're almost doing too many waves. You know what I mean?
Which they seem to be scaling that back. So they seem to be announcing less, which is good. I think we are seeing that pendulum like swing backwards now, where we're gonna have less coming out to kind of like fight back against the clearance, like instant clearance out bullshit.
Yeah. Which is a good thing. It's a good thing. But yeah, that's my only hang up with best action. Ooh. Is I want to see some more, like, I need better track record, I guess is all of them.
Based on what I saw of the Toon Turtles, these hold up better than those. Because the Toon Turtles, on top of the fact that they look like shit, everyone I've known who's owned them, well, almost everyone I know who's owned them, they fall apart real easy. Like, Dave told us that he bought some, and like the parts and stuff like fell apart. I do have a buddy who bought them for his kid, and he says they hold up fine, and you know, kids fucking beat the shit out of them. So like, I was just like, so do you just have a bunch of like turtle parts like scattered through your house? Like, is this like a murder scene when you go into your home?
Build a figure.
Yeah, and he's like, no, they hold up fine for him. I'm like, he must be real fucking gentle with them, because like, even when I was reviewing them, like, Raph's arm came out almost instantly, and that's from like a, you know, couple years later into the line. But I feel like mine were borderline outliers, because all the other reviews I saw, no one else had the issue where like the arm popped out. And my Leo, the only reason why his arm popped out is because the shoulder piece here is actually like damaged, And so it's actually like bent up, so that way it's not able to latch properly. So unfortunately, I'm gonna have to still wait for my Entertainment Earth set to try to hopefully get a good set overall. But yeah, so like quality wise, they are definitely improving and learning. There's still a lot of issues and hurdles to go over. That's why I made the caveat of assuming that they improve quality control. I think though it's a better way to do it, because I think for what you're wanting, like, they aren't going to be able to flesh out this line in this scenario, because most of the other characters that are essential are bigger characters.
Yeah, I guess,
because aside from foot soldiers, you're not gonna like your Splinter.
Yeah,
maybe Jenica.
Oh yeah, I don't know why I just assumed that. Yeah, I mean, you have like the furry characters that I, you know, can't think of all of the names right now, but you do have some of those characters that I don't know that would be a harder sell unless it's like to an average person that just sees those and says turtles. Yeah. Those are the kind of characters that you would have to like package with something to
like do two packs or like four packs or something packs like that. Like those have to be special things. Like they come with something else to entice you. So yeah, but like I think that if they don't do the bigger characters like Rocksteady Bebop / Leatherhead and stuff like that right, and they shrink them down for whatever reason, it's going to hurt the line. But if they did them as a Build-A-Figure, they wouldn't have to do that. They just have to figure out logistically how to make it a Build-A-Figure and actually like have it stay together. So it's kind of like a damned if you do, damned if you don't situation until they get their quality control higher.
Yeah.
But I think that they want to go deep into this line, because the fact that before the line even like finished releasing, because they announced the turtles a while ago, we got the San Diego Comic-Con turtles, you know, pumped out. And the normal versions are supposed to be coming here soon. And they're already like showing off the Shredder, which they had announced Shredder like a month or so ago before Comic-Con. But he was just like on a shelf with no package or anything. And now we're seeing in-box packaging. There's two different versions. There's going to be the like, you know, more painted up version and then the standard version, which I like that they're doing that, because so hear me out.
Yeah.
It's great because someone who doesn't want it can pay $20 and be done with it. But someone like me, I paid $30 for these ones. I'm not going to want to put them with a bunch of characters that are now playmates, like just very bare bones paint apps. Like I'm going to want them to look the same in the line. So I'm glad that they're doing that. And I hope they do it for every character. It gives you options. You get a deluxe. It's what we've literally been asking for from a lot of these companies. You get a deluxe version for X amount, or you get a standard version that's cheaper. It's a great business model, because ultimately you're getting the same figure, just one slightly better for more money.
So they're build a figure is what they're adding into the box is just more paint.
You're not wrong. So
they did.
You're not
wrong. They did it.
And don't get me wrong. There's a lot of people who are like, oh, well, the $10 for the paint, not worth it. I could do that myself. Good for you, man. Like, I've tried to do wash on things. It doesn't go well for me. And I'm not. And by the time I pay someone else to do it, I'm paying more than that $10. So while their wash is kind of sloppy, it's cheaper and going to look better than anything I can do. So I'm not mad at it.
Definitely not.
I'm trying to think if there's any other companies that I'd like to see Build-A-Figures from. Like, I'm looking around, and unfortunately, I don't have a lot of different lines.
Thinking like out of the box kind of idea, not out of the box. Like collect, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because you said like imports, definitely the way they're designed.
Yeah,
that's even more terrifying than like NECA in some cases.
I wouldn't hate it if where is it? The Street Fighter line from Jada Toys did Build-A-Figures.
So that's what I was thinking in my head of like, what could Jada do that would kind of like entice?
Or better yet, instead of for the Street Fighter line, because the Street Fighter line, they're already doing the bigger like characters anyway, and they're not charging more to my knowledge. What if the Mega Man line? Because Mega Man has a lot of villains, I'm pretty sure, that are a little bigger, a little heftier. So what if they made those the Build-A-Figure? Like, that'd be cool.
Yeah, I still would think it would have to be... Which, it would be hard to do, in a sense. But when I think of Mega Man, I think of Mega Man 10, Mega Man X.
Well, this is classic. This is the...
I know. But I'm just saying, like, if we're getting ahead of everything and seeing what they could do in the potential future, I could see something like that where you buy other villains and you get armor sets or something like that.
There you go. Instead of a big character, you could do... I mean, granted, they're already making the different versions of Mega Man anyway. But let's say that they weren't. Let's say that they hadn't announced any of they hadn't announced any of the different like fire, earth, wind, air avatar Mega Mans. What if they did it so you build the different variations of Mega Man instead? That'd be kind of a cool idea.
And
obviously a little late to the game, but
Just to put a little icing on the cake there for the people who know, like, it would be like the power that would be most effective against that villain would be like would come with it or something like that. That would be
really well. So here's the thing though, like this isn't going to be one character coming with the entire thing. You'd have to spread it across an entire.
Oh no, because if we're doing just like the power, because like when you beat an enemy, I'm going straight to Mega Man X.
They're not doing Mega Man X right now.
I know. So like this is a fake scenario.
And even then, Mega Man X, didn't he still change colors?
Yes, he did. But that's my point. Is no, you got like the pieces, like so you.
But like the base, like underneath his armor, was he not blue? Or was he blue?
Yeah, he was originally blue. Yeah,
but no, I'm saying like when you got like say you got the fire armor, did his under like spandex change colors? Yeah,
I thought his blaster changed, and I think it was. God, now you're making me question.
You're gonna make
this.
Me fucking sure this in the middle of the episode.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is my hypothetical thing is like you. One of the characters I remember was the penguin, and he does like the ice effect. You buy the penguin, you get the ice effect, and like the. Damn! I think it does change everything, but it could just be like a snap-on suit, like set that goes over top. They'll figure it out. That's all.
Yeah, they will. They will.
I don't have to come up with the logistics. I just have to come up with the idea. I'm the thought CEO.
Yeah, so it varies because some of them, it looks like they don't.
He sees. I'm just.
Can you not hear me?
No, I know. I'm just being funny.
I was like, why? Like, I'm literally saying what I'm seeing. So some of them do have the blue, like, spandex underneath, but some of them it changes between like green, orange, red, white, so it varies. Right. So they would have to give you another base body and another head. They wouldn't be able to just
I mean they'll figure it out. They'll figure it out. Again, hypothetical. This stupid arm on this chair is gonna drive me nuts. But I could see that would be a fun way with that line.
Yeah, I mean, that'd be cool if they did Mega Man 10, like, for them to give that option where they have, you know, different ways to get the armors, or just have to buy a whole new figure. But I still think that at the end of the day, they're going to have to give you, here's an arm, here's a leg. It's not going to be, like, a snap-on armor piece like it would have been, like, in the 90s kind of thing.
Or instead of the last thing, instead of the villain, or instead of, like, the powers... In that you do collect the different, like the new boots. Like by the end of the game, if you collect all of the, power ups for this suit, then you have like the dash, the longer dash, or the ability to hold, or, you know, all of those things, or like the head that can break through. So maybe that would come with each figure.
Yeah, there's definitely different things. And then it would just be snap on. And they can make it all mix and match. Like the base figure has the ability to, like, the parts pop out. So, like, instead of having the entire arm come out the shoulder, like maybe you have armor pieces that go over the shoulder, and then right at the shoulder it cuts and you pop that out and you replace it with a different piece, kind of thing.
Right, that's what I'm kind of saying, like putting the armor over top of the base figure as it is, and then like maybe a swappable head for the helmet or something. I just want to go play that game now, so
oh shit, it's all right. I'm gonna tell. So
oh yeah, that was my segue.
That was our wonderful different ideas for different Build-A-Figures from different lines. Let us know in the comments below what Build-A-Figures you'd like to see from what companies, and if you are a little upsetty spaghetti that Hasbro might be taking a light break from Build-A-Figures in the Marvel Legends line. As always, you can hit us up on Instagram and Twitter at Modern Toy Fair. Please make sure to like and subscribe if you enjoyed this video. It helps us out and gets you more toy-related content in your feed. If you're a fan of the show, you can over to patreon.com/Modern Toy Fair. We have a bunch of different tiers of different options, so check that out. We greatly appreciate it. Link is in the description below. Mm-hmm. Check Jamar out over at metal.tv/Jamar Games. But hopefully see you next week. Same toy time, same Toy Fair channel. Thank you for watching.
Bye-bye.